Be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the effective date clause has been adopted. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the members' packets, there is a letter of intent for the bill. I assume that the chair, co-chairs of the finance do want to have that adopted.
The clerk does not have that letter, nor does the chair here.
It should be in the members' bill history. May I ask the chair, co-chairs of the finance? Eileen, do you guys want this letter of intent adopted?
Would the House stand at ease?
Mr. Chairman, we also have another letter of intent on another bill. I'm going to circulate this, and we'll do both letters of intent at the same time.
Well, letters of intent, of course, can be passed at any time by this body, but... Okay. Madam Clerk, would you read the next item on the calendar?
House Bill Number 566 by the House Resources Committee, an act establishing an endowment in the Alaska Science and Technology Foundation to fund grants for educational, public affairs, and tourism purposes related to the Exxon Valdez oil spill, for environmental monitoring, and for related marine pollution and coastal habitat education, and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with a CS Resources with a new title. Signing DuPass, Davidson, and Finkelstein, with no recommendation, Ivan, Carney, Lincoln, Lehman, and Hudson. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with a CS Finance with a new title and had no recommendation. Signing DuPass, Copenhagen, Larson, and Ulmer, with no recommendation, McLean, Navarre, Boyer, Brown, Sharp, Phillips, Jacko, and Barnes. I have committee substitutes.
Having a committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader. Are there any objections, Representative Taylor?
Yes, I would object, Mr. Speaker. In light of the action taken on the previous legislation, at this time there is no funding for this. I would move at this time that 566 be returned to the Rules Committee.
Motion before us to return to the Rules Committee. The only debate that be made is whether or not that's appropriate committee. Representative Davidson.
You mean I cannot speak to the issue of why this is not a good action to do?
Unless you're very careful how you do it. I mean, this is not the time to debate the entirety of the bill.
The bill, Mr. Speaker, simply creates an endowment fund. It is enabling legislation. It is not affected by the this endowment fund is not affected by the starvation diet upon which we have put it. And it would be, it could go forward without that appropriation, and therefore I do not feel that the motion is in order. Well, it may be in order, but it is not necessary.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This procedural motion made by the minority leader, I oppose.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 566 Finance be returned to rules? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk, Representative Larson?
Thank you. From yea to nay.
From yea to nay. Representative Navarre? Yea to nay. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
13 yeas, 25 nays.
Okay. The bill is properly before us on the calendar. The motion that was before us was in regards to adopting the finance CS. Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question that may lead to an amendment. Is that appropriate right now?
We have not adopted a committee amendment yet or a committee substitute.
I'm sorry.
Are the objections maintained to adopting the CS Finance? Hearing none, the committee's substitute finance has been adopted. Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is, I guess just for ruling from the chair, is to, on this page 2, I believe I'm on the finance version. Yes, page 2, line 5, education endowment established. Line 8, actually, money appropriated to the legislature from money received by the state as remedial and compensatory payments under the criminal plea and so on and so forth, which was contained in the previous bill, which no longer exists. I was just wondering if that needed to be taken out or if that can just go along with it in the event there ever is another type of a settlement or anything like that. I guess I would ask about that particular language.
Right now it is a authorization which would then be subject to appropriation by this body. Whether it, Representative Davidson, do you have something to add?
I believe that covers it, Mr. Speaker. It's I think that you covered that.
Madam Clerk, do you have any pending amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
And my understanding is that the advancement motion is going to be opposed. Representative Taylor, do you have a question at this point that may lead to an amendment?
I think if I could just have a brief at ease, Mr. Speaker.
With the House Ten at ease. Adopted the committee substitute. Madam Clerk, do we have any further amendments pending?
No, Mr. Speaker.
We have no further pending amendments. Mr. Majority Leader, well, my understanding here is there are objections, so this bill will not be advanced to third reading, but will appear on the next calendar in third reading. Next item on the calendar, Madam Clerk.
House Joint Resolution number 85 by the House Resources Committee relating to the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. The Resources Committee considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with the CS Resources with the same title, signing due pass Davidson, Carney, Finkelstein, Moyer, and Lincoln, with no recommendation Ivan, and signing to amend Lehman. I have a committee substitute.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you. I move and ask unanimous consent we adopt the Resources CS for HJR 85.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the committee substitute Resources has been adopted. Would the clerk make reference to Amendment Number 1?
Amendment Number 1 by Representative Lehman.
Representative Lehman.
Mr. Speaker, I move Amendment Number 1.
Hearing objections, Representative Lehman.
Mr. Speaker, I understand that this is probably nothing more than a letter that states some of the opinions of the Alaska legislature, but I believe it's important that we stick with facts and try to stay away from charged language that may or may not be true as much as possible. And the three changes that I've proposed in this amendment, I believe, do no harm to the resolution or its intent, but try to keep it more technically accurate. If the members will follow with me, actually, if you go down to the third item, it's the first that shows up on the resolution on page 1, lines 3 and 4. I don't dispute that there is growing public concern about about the environment, but the evidence is not clear of global environmental damage, certainly not in a global sense. There is evidence of localized, but the evidence is mixed when it comes to the global effect. And I believe by deleting those words, this makes it more accurate. And if we take the next item, which is on page 1, line 5, to suggest that environmental problems are associated with economic and trade policies, I think suggests that commerce is responsible for it. I don't think that's what we should be sending out as our statement. I think what we're trying to say, or what the writer is trying to say in this, is that you can affect your environmental challenges through your trade policies, maybe by embargoes or something like that. And I believe that these changes make a little more accurate. And then on the flip side, on page 2, line 3, by stating as fact that we have these problems, we're again stepping out in front of even some of the best evidence of science. And I think we probably best not do that when the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration even does not conclude that we do have global climate change or ozone depletion. We probably best not state that unless we have some better evidence. And so I suggest the changes made there. And I believe that the amendment would be in order, and I urge its adoption.
Representative Finkelstein, you are seeking the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This isn't worth too much. We did deal with these amendments in the Resources Committee, and We adopted a number of them by the sponsor of this amendment. These were just the ones, only ones that we didn't adopt. I guess it's a question, do you think we have environmental problems, or are we going to decide that they're all environmental challenges? I don't think that word change is going to turn problems into something else. We do have some problems. You know, experts argue about their severity. This resolution doesn't say they're unsolvable. It doesn't even address how severe they are. It just identifies there are problems, and I don't think calling them challenges is going to fool anyone.
Representative Kopanen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think that the evidence has been clear over the years. I can remember when in the mid-50s we in Alaska became concerned about the fallout from atomic bomb explosions from open-air testing, because it seemed that even Alaska's pristine atmosphere was getting considerable fallout on the North Slope in the interior. It turned out that the debris from the both the Chinese and the Russian explosions came with the, showed where the wind currents came. They come to the north and circulate around, and of course, Lichen and other air breathers picked up the debris, and the caribou were infested, and they had teeth to glow in the dark, in fact. But that, of course, is neither commercial nor industrial. But based on that, the territory and the university and the federal government began to monitor what was occurring, which is called Arctic haze. I can remember when I came up here when there was no haze, no dust in the air. And I may be old, but I'm not that old to go back to the Aboriginal days before industry or anything like that. And it became to intensify very much in the Arctic. And so we sent planes to get air samples, and it turns out that the Arctic air mass was being polluted from industry in the Kola Peninsula, in a particular Soviet nickel refinery, coal being burned in Poland. We can identify the particles with electron microscopes and the like. It has been a problem of considerable concern to the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, to and the native groups in that area, but also to the country at large, because it indicates no matter how far you are from that sort of pollution, it does spread and does affect the atmosphere and the climate. And we're not even talking about the CFCs or anything yet. And this particular kind of monitoring started in the 50s. And the evidence continues to pile up about how it affects the entire atmosphere and everything else about it. And what about the situation about the amount of dioxin and other things in the fish that are being sold in the American markets? Many of these fish are grown and they are caught in the Pacific Ocean. They're further south than here. Many of them are caught in the Atlantic Ocean, which is becoming so polluted that you're getting levels of pollutants in the fish on the market that the Food and Drug Administration is becoming disturbed about it. We are going to considerable lengths this time to prove that Alaskan fish, although they have some dioxin, are the purest in the world. But if the trend continues, nobody's going to eat our fish any more than anybody else's. So the evidence is clear and convincing if one follows the situation. And I would like to point out that the federal government, the U.S. Senate, has gone and passed a much more dramatic resolution endorsing this, calling very sharp attention to it. And President Bush himself, while saying that it isn't as bad as it might be, nevertheless admit to it in terms that are sharper than we have in the resolution at present. So I would very much object to watering the resolution down any further.
Representative Taylor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I didn't realize how heated this would become. I'm not going to add to that. I'm merely going to call the House.
Okay. So, global warming. Warming. Any further debate upon amendment number one? Because of the importance of this amendment, the minority leader has called the House on it. And, Representative Brown.
Do we have an at ease while we're waiting the call?
Will the House stand at ease? And under debate. During that debate, a call has been placed on the House. Would the members find their seats so we can ascertain of whether or not we have a full House? The call is satisfied. Amendment number one is before us. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall amendment number one be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
23A, 17A.
Amendment number one has been adopted. Sure broke the rhythm. Madam Clerk, do you have any further amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker. Could we move back up the calendar to introduction of guests?
Are there any objections? Hearing none, Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, we have a couple of assemblymen down. One is a constituent of Representative Sharp and Representative Boyer, and the other one's a constituent of mine, Donna Gilbert and Hank Bartos.
Letters of intent? Madam, do we have any other pending amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no pending amendments, my understanding is there will be objection if there's a motion to advance, so this resolution will appear in third reading on the next calendar. Madam Clerk, would you read the next item on today's calendar?
Committee substitute for House Bill 225, Finance. An act allowing retirement credit for the unused sick leave of employee participating in the public employee's retirement system. Third reading.
It's in third reading before us and under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 225 Finance pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
27 yeas, 13 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 225, Finance, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have nine citations.
We have nine citations on the calendar today. I'd ask unanimous consent they be adopted.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of any of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing none, the citations stand approved. Representative Hanley.
I'd just like to reconsider my vote on House Bill 225.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on House Bill 225. Okay. This brings us down to unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have several items.
Several items of unfinished business. We have first a request for excused absence. I'd ask unanimous consent that Representative Mackey be excused from the call of the House from 8 a.m. May 5 to the afternoon playing time on the same day.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the representative is excused on those during those times on that date.
Secondly, we have a letter of intent on House Bill 438 from the House Finance Committee that's been distributed. I'd ask unanimous consent that that be approved.
Are there any objections to the letter of intent on House Bill 438? Hearing no objections, the letter of intent has been adopted.
And third, we have in the limbo file the ethics bill. I ask unanimous consent to go into the limbo file to deal with this. I think we're very close with the Senate, and we can appoint a conference committee, so I'm going to ask unanimous consent to go into the limbo file to deal with the bill.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Senate has not concurred in the House amendments. I think we can get this wrapped up in a conference pretty quickly. I'd ask,
We will not recede.
Yes, the motion, may we have a brief at ease?
For the House Standing 185, of which we amended extensively, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you. I am informed, although there's a difference, that the way we will do it is the motion is to recede from the Senate amendments. To recede from the House amendments. Excuse me. The motion is to recede from the House amendments, and I recommend a no vote so that we can go to conference committee on it. The motion is to recede from the House amendments. I recommend a no vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the House standees.
Yes. Just so we're going to... So we set some ground rules here. We will be doing it as a, shall the House recede from the House amendments? And the everybody should press the red button. No.
Some of you have a very puzzled look. What has happened is the Senate did not concur with our amendments and are sending it back to us to see if we'll recede from it. If we recede from it, then there's no necessity for a conference committee. If we fail to do it, well, are you ready for the question? Mr. Majority Leader? Or Mr. Minority Leader?
Yeah. By voting,
I hear from him so much.
By voting in that fashion, we continue to go through the process with this legislation. It'd be my recommendation to the body, and I would so move that this matter be left in the limbo file and that the motion be withdrawn. I'd ask for the consent of the maker of the motion that he withdraw it so that we might consider for a while whether or not we even want to embroil ourselves further in this legislation. It's a messy piece at this point, and I think very unsatisfactory. I'd leave it in the limbo
file. The time to have made that motion is if there were any objections to entering the limbo file, which would have kept it there for that purposes. Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my understanding this is a Senate bill, and we made amendments to it. We're being asked to recede them. If we don't recede to it, then that drives us to conference, right?
That's right. Okay. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the House recede from its amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 185, State Affairs? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk lock the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
5 yeas, 35 nay.
The House fails to recede from its amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 185. At this time, the following members will serve this body in the conference committee. Representative Finkelstein will chair that on the House side. Representative Ellis. And the next victim is Representative Mike Miller from North Pole. Any further unfinished business to come with the House entities? Any ideas who are under unfinished business? Is there any further unfinished business to come before this body? Announcements of standing committees or special committees? Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to remind members of the House Resources Committee that we will meet immediately upon adjournment, and we will have confirmation hearings for the Board of Game. Thank you.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Finance Committee will meet immediately upon adjournment, and our meeting is only going to last an hour.
Representative Ivan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Special Committee on Military and Veteran Affairs was supposed to meet at 5 o'clock today in Room 17. That's been canceled until further notice. Thank you.
Representative Finkelstein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The 1 p.m. meeting of Labor and Commerce today, bills will be held over till 12:30 tomorrow.
Okay. Any further committee announcements? Any general announcements? Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Anchorage Caucus did not meet at noon today, and we'll reschedule that as soon as possible.
Representative Mackey.
Just a
General announcement, a reminder that Lieutenant Governor has invited members to join him for his annual spring barbecue from 4:30 to 8:30, and I know that he has invited all members to attend if you get out of your committee meetings and are able to attend. It's at the Park Shore Clubhouse.
Any further announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
I ask unanimous consent that we stand adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.